I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. All right, fit tip time. And this is all about cardio zones, all right? So much confusion about how hard to go, interval training, all of that stuff. And I'm going to simplify it for you. And it works. It works on so many levels. Let me just backtrack a little bit. When I was writing my very first book, which came out in, I think it was 2005. It was The 12-Week Triathlete. So excited to get that first book deal. And I had just completed my master's program. So I was like filled with information, you know, years of studying exercise physiology, sports psychology. And when I was writing the book, I had read so many other ones, because I was training for Ironmans and things like that at the time. And most were really complicated. Most had 5, 6, 7 heart rate zones. And now this may be apples to oranges to some degree, but it's really not when it comes to what you'll get out of these three zones. And when you have that many zones, there's a bunch of things that are problematic, as is so often the case. First of all, heart rate formulas are inaccurate. Many people, vast majority, I would say, are operating with heart rate zones using formulas that aren't accurate for them. And then, as great as fitness tech is, depending on what you're using and how you're using it, that is inaccurate oftentimes. And so those two are problems. And then if you have 7 heart rate zones and you're trying to go out and bike ride, you know, outdoors with stop signs and, you know, hills and things like that, trying to keep your heart rate within a 4 or 5 beat, window is really hard. So as is so often the case in exercise, you can get a lot out of simplifying. And that's what today's quick fit tip podcast is about. My 3 heart rate zones. And listen, if you want to use more, be my guest. You know, for those of you who are, you know, geeking out on the tech and you are getting your heart rate zones maybe tested in the lab and things like that, there's always a place for that. But the vast majority of you who are listening, again, we'll get ridiculous results out of these 3 zones, okay? Keep it simple, stupid, right? It really, really works. The whole KISS acronym. We're going to go by perceived exertion, at least to start, and then you are going to dial in your heart rate zones if you want to from there, but you don't even have to. You're going to listen to your body. Your body's a really smart machine, okay? So you're going to go by perceived exertion. Scale of 1 to 10, and I'm going to give you the range within all 3 zones, with 10 being ridiculously hard, like, you know, you can't stay there very long. 1 being really, really easy. 1 is like sitting on the couch, all right? So zone 1 is exactly what you would expect, ridiculously easy. Most people don't go easy enough in this zone. And when you actually dial in your zones, if you're going to, and you're going to use your numbers, this is where a heart rate monitor is more useful most often than your hard days, because it's keeping your heart rate under a number that will surprise you, okay? 80% of your workout should be here. That's so surprising to so many people, especially people who are trying to get faster. They go, oh, to go fast, you got to train fast. Well, yes, but not the vast majority of the time. And this absolutely goes to what this whole show is about. Your hard days should be hard, and your easy days should be easy. These are generally your longer workouts. These are more fun for many people. You can zone out. You can put on your music. You can, you know, binge watch a show. You know, totally zone out because you're at an easy intensity. Super easy. There's so much value to this zone for so many different goals. And I'll get to those main 3 at the end. But your body will learn to burn fat as a fuel. That's great for everyone, athlete and people who are trying to lose weight. You build capillary density, all of these different physiological changes, adaptations that happen at this easier zone. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 4 to 5. This is super easy. It's easier than you think, as crazy as that sounds. This is your LISS workout, right? Your low intensity, steady state. I'm going to give you examples for all three using a 30-minute workout. For this one, it's 30-minute steady state. You start easy, you stay there the whole time. Okay? Zone two, comfortably hard. This is the gray zone. This is the one where most people spend the vast majority of their time, but I would argue a little bit underneath. This is comfortably hard. These are your tempo workouts for those athletes who know what I'm talking about, but you don't have to. Comfortably hard. You're not happy to be there, but you're not going to stay there forever. Okay? And most people are in this zone when they're doing HIIT. They think they're going high intensity, but they're really not because the workout is poorly designed. Intervals are too long, rest intervals are too short, and the whole workout is too long. For this comfortably hard, you're going to start with shorter chunks and you're going to build up as you learn to pace yourself. These three zones will also help you learn to pace yourself if that's something you care about. Okay? There's value to this zone. There's value to being in the gray zone, of course. But if we want to maximize our results regardless of the goals, let me give you the goals because I keep alluding to them. Main three goals here: weight loss, sports performance, and health. You're getting all three of those by adhering to these three zones, okay? You're maximizing your results, which is what my goal is for you. Get you the greatest results, shortest amount of time, least likelihood of injury, okay? This should be like 10% of your workouts. If 80% are the zone one, and that's just the number I'm giving it, 1, 2, 3, then 10% for this and 10% for the zone three that I'm going to give you in a second. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 6 to 8. There's a range here depending on how long you're going, right? Here's your 30-minute workout. I'm going to give you 2 because, as I said, you're going to learn to build up. This is a tricky zone. And the great news is, again, you shouldn't be using this zone too much if you want to maximize your time. And, of course, you do. So here's workout number 1 in zone 2. You're going to do a 10-minute warm-up. Then you're going to go 5 minutes comfortably hard, 5 minutes easy recovery, 5 minutes comfortably hard, and a 5-minute cool down. It's a great way to start. Doesn't matter what type of cardio you're doing, elliptical, you get on 10 minutes easy. Then you go 5 minutes comfortably hard. Not really happy to be there, but you're fine. You could stay there a while, just outside that zone of comfort, right there, right on the line. But you could stay there a while. 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. This zone, you got to learn to be there, right? And then the longer one, which is a little harder because you're not getting the break, is 10-minute warm-up, 10 minutes comfortably hard, 10-minute cool-down. All right? And you could build up. You could go 10 minutes. I'll give you a third one. 10 minutes easy, 15 comfortably hard, 5 cool-down. Do you start to see why there's huge value, I hope, to the easy days and the hard days? And the final one, shorter workouts. Generally speaking, or shorter intervals, 1 to 2 times a week, 10 to 20% of your time, 10 to 15, 20, depending on how much you're doing the tempo workout. And you could actually leave the tempo out. If you're, you know, if you have limited time, do this one instead. There's value to all of them, as I said. But 1 to 2 times a week, this is true high intensity, 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Here's the workout: 10-minute warm-up, 30 seconds hard, 60 seconds recovery. You do that 10 times and you do a 5-minute cool down. All right. Start to figure out your heart rate zones based on these. Go by perceived exertion. Start to notice your numbers and then dial in your zones. I've used these three zones to achieve everything I needed to. I never went to the 5 zones. Now, yes, I have some good genetics, but won a small marathon, broke 3 hours for the marathon a bunch of times, went sub 10 hours at Ironman. Keeping it simple, listening to my body, all right? And you can get, again, if weight loss is your goal, if performance is your goal, if maximizing your health is your goal, this works for everybody. These three zones, okay? And there you have it. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit, I'd love to hear from you, questions, comments. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, all right? If you want to email me, go to teamholland.com or fitnessdisrupted.com. Gets you to the same website. Again, this is a brand new feed. People, please rate the show, subscribe to the show. Whatever you can do, follow the show. Depending on how you're listening to it, greatly appreciated. I'm going to bring you the best information, always. The latest science, the best authors, because I want to help help you maximize your life, all right? We are all in control of three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind, and that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself.